Welcome to The Bird. Today, from the United States, we hear from Deborah Wilhelm, a professor of homiletics and a co-author of Preaching Matters, A Praxis for Preachers. She lives in Oregon, and her preaching is entitled, Woe to Whom?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus began to reproach the towns where most of his mighty deeds had been done, since they had not repented. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would long ago have repented in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. And as for you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will go down to the netherworld. For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom on the day of judgment than for you. The Gospel of the Lord. Some time ago, I was with a bunch of my cousins when the conversation turned to our beloved grandmother, and we started telling grandma stories. We talked about how much she loved books and how she loved square dancing, how ridiculously competitive she was at games, her generosity in her parish and with her family. One grandchild talked about living with grandma during college, and the whole group realized that almost every one of us had stayed at grandma's house during some time of need or crisis, each of us welcomed with open arms and chocolate cake, and how much her presence and example had helped form us as people. She had definitely had a huge influence on the woman that I'd become, and as the stories and laughter and tears blended, I realized that I had indeed been special to grandma. And so had everyone else in the room. Each individual girl or boy had been her grandchild. All of us together, her grandchildren. That experience helps me begin to understand today's gospel, in which Jesus reproaches Chorazin, Bethsaida, and Capernaum, lamenting that his mighty deeds there haven't caused them to repent. His words, woe to you, aren't directed at specific persons, but rather at entire cities. And sometimes I think that we postmodern people miss how important that is. Think about those mighty deeds. If one person is healed of leprosy, if one is raised from the dead, if one can walk, if one can see, what about everyone else? What about all the people who see the miracle? Or those who hear about it at table later that night? What about the ones who share the story in caravans and on ships and in house meetings? Or the ones who read it in scripture 2,000 years later? The mighty deed that heals the one person is a manifestation of the healing and transformation that Christ offers to all. That mighty deed for the one is to bring us all closer to God. I do think that we're pretty good at reflecting on the ways that as individuals we need to repent of our selfishness or dishonesty, pride or idolatry. But these sins, our sins, aren't just individual. Selfishness, dishonesty, pride, idolatry, and the like, they're also communal, as Scripture tells us from Genesis to Revelation. And just as we're called to personal repentance and transformation, so we're also called to communal repentance and transformation. So let's rethink the idea of the city. Your Chorazin, Bethsaida, or Capernaum may be your literal city or town, and it may also be your family, your parish, your country. Or your city may also be an identity group, a political party, a profession, a level of wealth, where you fall on the liberal versus conservative spectrum of your faith, whether you're ordained or lay. When our city, however we define that word, hardens its heart, say, against the poor, then we, the city, are accountable to the God of the poor. When a city, however we define it, decides that cheap clothing and food are more important than fair labor practices, then we, the city, are accountable to the God of justice. When a city looks the other way in the face of suffering, then we, the city, are accountable to the God whose Son suffered and died that we might live. That we is all of us. And it's each of us. That's Jesus' reproach. Woe indeed. But everyone, that's also the good news. Because we Christians have seen God come here as one of us to the city of humankind. What Jesus did, we are to do. Preach, teach, heal, feed, pray, give, do mighty deeds. And just as my cousins and I emulated our grandmother, we who are Christ followers have a powerful tradition of models to follow. Those who show us how to participate in the work of the God who longs to welcome us with open arms. Dear friends, each of us is a daughter or son of God. All of us together, God's children. May we work together to create cities filled with God's love, God's peace, God's holiness, God's joy. ¶¶